Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
How many of you who are going to be doctors are willing to spend your days in Ghana, technicians or engineers? How many of you are willing to work in the Foreign Service and spend your lives traveling around the world?
That is the easily recognizable voice of then-Senator John F. Kennedy 50 years ago, to speaking from the steps of the Union at the University of Michigan to students there and encouraging them to volunteer for what would become the Peace Corps. And 50 years later, 50 years since JFK said that in Ann Arbor, Michigan, we want to take a look at the Peace Corps and see how successful it has been. We're going to talk to two people in evaluating the Peace Corps. Elise Peterson served two tours as a Peace Corps volunteer. Her latest was a five-month project in Antigua, and you just returned, right?
Yes, I did.
In August. And we're also speaking with Kevin Lothar. He worked for the Peace Corps in Sierra Leone in 1963 before joining AfriCare as a regional director. AfriCare is a nonprofit that specializes in development aid in Africa. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
So, Kevin, you actually started in the Peace Corps not all that long after, 3 years after JFK talked about the creation of the Peace Corps. Were you inspired by what he had to say?
Well, I certainly was inspired. I think most young people in America at that time were. That's not really why I joined the Peace Corps, though. I think it was more a matter of general curiosity about the world. And some good friends of mine in college had already volunteered, and they were sending some glowing reports back about what they were doing. And I just thought, well, why not do that, too, for a couple of years before I really settle down to work?
Okay, well, at least by the time you were born, JFK was long dead. The world had become a much smaller place in terms of the ease of travel and getting around. What made you join the Peace Corps?
You know, for me, it was more of a philosophical exploration of trying to create a bigger picture of my worldview because, you know, coming from the States, we do have a limited viewpoint of what the world is about. So I just wanted to get out and see the world.
Well, that sounds a little bit similar to Kevin's reasons.
Yeah.
But, Kevin, let me talk to you about your time volunteering with the Peace Corps in Sierra Leone. Can you give me a taste for what you did on a daily basis? What were you doing there?
Well, very simply, I was a school teacher. I was assigned to teach history, in African history, for that matter, in the oldest secondary school in West Africa. It was established in 1847. And you know, in those days, African history was not taught here. So I arrived as a complete neophyte, and I spent a good deal of my time trying to learn something about what I was supposed to teach.
Well, Elise, what did you do during your two tours with the Peace Corps? What were you doing?
Well, I had two very different assignments with my tours. My first tour, I was in a very rural village in the bush of Niger, West Africa, and my day-to-day activities was mostly about integration and the cultural exchange, which are the two of the primary goals of Peace Corps. My second assignment was much more skill-intensive, and I was actually working one-on-one with agroprocessors to develop sustainable food preservation systems for the country as a whole using my food science expertise. And we were able to conduct a very successful project within the 6 months that I was there.
Kevin Lothar, let me ask you, I mean, you worked for the Peace Corps a long time ago, very close to its creation in 1963. How do you think it changed you? I mean, were you a different person because of the time you spent with the Peace Corps?
I think so. I was with some of my colleagues recently. We get together every two or three years, and we were talking about just this thing, and we all agree that joining the Peace Corps and doing what we did in West Africa was a life-changing experience. In many, many ways. For me, it led me into basically a career working in development in Africa.
Well, Elise, what about you? Has it changed you?
Oh, I think that my two experiences with the Peace Corps have been fundamental for my personal and professional development. I mean, I do plan on going into the international development arena, and I feel that I have the tools now for knowing how to integrate with communities and understanding the importance of integration for development and for sustainability.
And maybe Kevin Lothar can actually give you some tips on how to do that, since that's what he does now. But in light of what you just said, which seemed to be pretty glowing endorsements of at least your experience in there, Kevin, let me ask you, should we continue funding the Peace Corps? Is this still an effective way to help other countries around the world?
Well, it is and it isn't. I come at this from a number of different angles because I've thought about it for many, many years, and I've seen the Peace Corps in many different environments. It is one of the finest things this country's ever done. And anyone who comes to me and says, should I join the Peace Corps, I would tell them, yes, certainly apply and do it with your eyes open. You can have a very, very good experience. You can also have, in some cases, perhaps not so good an experience. What concerns me about Peace Corps today is that it probably needs to be revisited. We're 50 years down the road, and this is not the same world that we lived in 50 years ago. And if you didn't have a Peace Corps and you were going to start one, you might go about it a little differently today.
All right. Well, Elise, we only have about 30 seconds left, but what do you think? Do you agree with Kevin?
No, I think that we definitely do need to continue funding Peace Corps and even increasing their resources, because the volunteers are out there in the field. Compared to other, you know, NGOs and nonprofits that are trying to help, they're actually in the field and integrated. And it also helps to promote a more balanced society within America as well.
Enthusiastic 27-year-old Elise Peterson, mm-hmm. a graduate student who did two tours with the Peace Corps. Kevin Lothar, retired regional director of Southern Africa for AFRICARE, worked for the Peace Corps in 1963. We got this conversation going with our listeners. What makes you volunteer? And one listener texted us from Jersey City, "I volunteered down in New Orleans after Katrina. I did it because I knew we had so many troops overseas. Someone had to go help our fellow countrymen." Give us your take.